Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It's been really interesting. You know, we put the our take on whether or not Stephen Kwan or Emmanuel Clase should be untouchable going forward for the Guardians if you're a 500 team at the deadline. And we put it up. It's already on 92.3 The Fan's YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the audio is up on the free Odyssey app. We have some videos out, and it's been interesting.
By the way, Guardians fans, good job telling us that you liked that content. I feel like oftentimes I'm like, people be like, why are you talking Browns quarterback for the millionth time? It's like, well, every time we talk Guardians, you don't give us enough back. That was a lot. That was a lot of reaction back. That's what we need.
Oh, you weren't being sarcastic there.
Not at
That's
all.
That's exactly what you were
no.
Okay,
like, that was good. Like, good job, Guardians fans. Like, that was a, there's a lot of views on that. There's a lot of people talking about it. Like, that's the point. That's the idea.
But it was really interesting to me that Guardians fans that have responded, and you're right, there have been quite a few responses to the idea of neither you or I think Kwan or Clase should be untouchable. It's been interesting that they put Kwan in a different stratosphere as Clase. And maybe I'm thinking too literally here. I look at two guys with a certain amount of controllability left, and I think it's more likely that Clase stays in Cleveland beyond this contract than it is Kwan.
But are the Guardians prepared?
I don't think there's a chance he's re-signing.
Will they pay Kwan $100 million plus? Because that's the going rate right now for Stephen Kwan. It's going to be, that'll be a $100 million plus.
So is that $20 million a year? Like when we say like what is it actually, $25 million? Is it about the average?
No, I think it's going to be, that's where we got to figure this out. Is it exactly Andrés Giménez's deal? Probably not.
I would say it's more, right?
Yeah, it should be. I mean, think about it. 70 guys in baseball right now are making $20+ million a year. Is Stephen Kwan one of the best 70 in the sport? Probably.
Yeah, I think we'd agree.
Is Stephen Kwan also the type that on Instagram had a whole sheet of the amount of money that he wanted to be paid and was mad at other players that were being paid more than him? Yeah, so you're probably going to have some tax associated with that as well, because Stephen did not like and did not enjoy the arbitration side of things and everything associated with what it takes to be a younger player up in baseball. So yeah, I would imagine he's going to make you probably pay a pretty penny. Like, I don't get the vibe, Nick. Maybe this is where we skew away with the Stephen Kwan conversation. I don't get the vibe that he's taking any sort of hometown discount.
Agreed.
And I would go the other direction. I would say he's going to try to make up for the last couple years of the deal where the Guardians ended up getting basically pennies on the dollar for what his services was.
I don't mean this in a way, because I think sometimes we do the thing of, oh, he took a hometown discount, and then that adds special appeal. And we almost have to the opposite, to the contrary of that. We almost have like a sneer on our face, you know, like with Shane Bieber. It was understood that Shane was not going to sign a long-term contract extension with the Guardians because of who his agent is and what his philosophy is in what he wants. He wants to get paid. And the only reason he's still here is the injury. That ended up extending Shane's career. Otherwise, if he had been healthy mm-hmm. this last year and he had hit free agency, he would have gotten one of those ridiculous deals handed out. But it was always known with Shane, he's not going to resign in Cleveland. Early on, they broached it. He was, I mean, just not interested at all. There's no hometown. I'm not going to get Kluber'd, as it were. I've always felt the same about Stephen. And by the way, he's a contact first, gold glove left fielder.
Which is like a dying breed in baseball.
Yeah, he should be looking for that one big payday because there might not be one after it. I just look at it and it's like, guys, because it's funny, like several Guardians fans who interacted with us on social media were like, he's untouchable. It's like, guys, they were going to trade Hosey if Hosey didn't accept an extreme team-friendly discount going into the 2022 season. That guy is quite honestly the heart and soul of everything they've done and a backbone of a decade run. That is, and I'm sorry, his numbers are, and they're very similar, but his numbers are more impressive to what Lindor's done. He's been a much more consistent player. Frankie's been, I'm going to be a 3-WAR player, I'm going to be a 7-WAR player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if they're willing to do that with Hosey, guys, I'll be honest with you, I love Steven. I think he's fantastic. I love watching his approach. You can say, the Ichiro comparisons because Steven's a big Ichiro fan. There's a couple other players, and I see every comp that people have for him. I love Steven. I could not love watching this guy hit more. But in an era where you are not, this is not just the Guardians aren't spending. No. Because the people were saying that when they signed Edwin Encarnacion and they routinely had a top 15 payroll. No, this is that on steroids. So in an era where your ownership group is committing no future money, that is in an absolute steep hometown discount, which he ain't giving you. And with a roster that, I'll be honest with you, I don't know why we should expect DeLauder or Kafis or any of these young guys in the system to suddenly produce when the last seven iteration of those guys haven't produced.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So, all right, you've got a flawed roster. You've got a player who won't be here after 2.5 years.
Yeah.
If you could get something stupid for him, you should. Like that, I think that's where we are. Nobody wants to do, there's nobody out there saying, like, I'd like to watch that guy play baseball in Cleveland less. But this really is what all the people said it is. You didn't build on that team. You took a huge step backwards. If that's true, there's only, guys, you're not going to spend your way out of this. And even if you did you see what spending your way out of it got you? It got you Santander getting a 5-year deal.
Yeah, and
which
I also,
is irresponsible.
I don't think they would do the type of thing on how like Jimenez's contract was structured up, where he made very little in the first couple years, and then they backloaded the rest of it. Basically, what they did is they saved themselves so they could offload it to a team like Toronto if things went south. I just don't think Kwan would sign himself up for a deal like that.
And so, like, I don't. Hosey to me, and now it's different because he's got the no movement clause and he's 32. And so even if you put him out there, you're not going to get the same kind of return. There's one untouchable guy in this roster. And I think with each loss, we're getting closer to, well, we got to start thinking about 2026. And nobody, by the way, nobody wants this.
No, it's not a good spot, especially when you're one game out of the wild card, but it's the reality.
But with the way parity works, and quite frankly, people are going to make the dumbass comments of, oh, we threw a couple of AAA players who don't do anything. Name me the trade. Because people will go to Yonier Davis and they'll go to Junior Caminero. Mm-hmm. All right, name me the blockbuster trade they've lost. Because the production through the first 3 years of the Frankie Lindor trade, you were winning that trade significantly until last year. So you won that trade. The Cliff Lee for Cookie Carrasco trade. You won. All the iterations of the Bartolo deal, you won. The one thing this organization does not do is lose on those deals. It might be a push, but they will not lose. And that's so if I'm going to put my eggs in a basket with it, it's not going to be, hey, maybe one of these guys that you've drafted that fits a profile that doesn't damn work, maybe suddenly they'll add 30 home. No, that's not happening. I'm not putting eggs in the basket of the family going out and spending a lot of money. So what are your ways to get better? There's one way. And it happens to be the one thing that this organization does as well as anybody in baseball.
But wait, are you trading for proven talent then? Is that what you're telling me?
No. But you would have to get guys who are okay, similar to the and this trade will never happen again the way it happened. But similar to the way that like Sizemore was the guy that was 3 years away, but Cliff Lee and Brandon Phillips were ready. Like that, you're hoping for potentially three big prospects for either Class A or Kwan. And you're hoping two guys can help you, and maybe even as early as the second half of the season. But really, you're starting to focus on 2026.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what I would want in return for Kwan. And I think this is where it's going to be a hard convo, because I just don't know that his value is going to be massive compared to what the fan base's value of Kwan is. I'm just taking like a realistic look of Stephen Kwan.
And I think that's fair. I don't know what it is because he's such an outlier.
In today's game, it's so different. And he has such a different skill set. But in today's era where, I mean, hitting for average just isn't appetizing to a lot of people. But what he does and the left field and gold gloves and everything associated with it, I just don't know what his value is. It's value. It exists out there. That's why we're talking about him as a $100 million player. But I don't know exactly what it is.
And
it's
here's
very
the
tough.
Thing. I think $100 million is low. I think because he's such a unique player, I do think he'll get $30 million a year. I think he will. I think he'll get a butt ton of money when he actually does hit free agency if he keeps up what he's done. But you're right to say sometimes what you get paid in free agency isn't commensurate with what your trade value is. And by the way, I'm not definitive that you wouldn't get what you want. I just don't know.
Right now, it's hard because I'm so down in this front office and the ability to, even if they traded for a player, unless they traded for some of these bats that are so good, you can't even tinker with it and be able to mess it up. I just don't know if you're getting that in return for Stephen Kwan right now.
216-474-0092. We did ask earlier in the show, are Class A and Stephen Kwan, are they untouchable for the Guardians? I don't think there's anybody untouchable with where they are and what they need and how they can get better. Because I do think if you can find two or three good bats with a controllable bats over the next couple of years, I think the rotation is set up to succeed. And I think the bullpen, even without Class A, is set up to succeed. But is 2026 becoming the focus for the Guardians? I think with every loss, every series loss, we're inching closer to that being a real conversation for the Guardians. And Nick Stradamus spoke two Fridays ago. What did I get right? And what did I get wrong? That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.